Making your weaknesses relevant. One of the most misunderstood statements today is this: focus on your strengths and make your weaknesses irrelevant. Every time I hear or read it, I cringe and think, what if your weaknesses are relevant? Have you ever heard people make excuses for poor performance? Then they follow it by an explanation like this: that's just the way I am, or it's part of my DNA, or it's just one of my weak points, or I'm just not good at that. Then they blow it off like it's acceptable. How much respect would you have for someone who is always late and says, I'm sorry, but it's just awfully hard for me to be on time? How successful would a tennis player be who is exceptional at every part of his game but can't serve? How far within your organization would a person get who does his or her job well but can't communicate effectively with coworkers? Or how about the young father who is a dedicated dad but has a real problem with his temper? How do you think his relationship would be with his wife and children if he thought, I am so good at everything else, I'm just not going to worry about my temper. They have to accept me the way I am. For most of us, our weaknesses are relevant, and the worst thing we can do is to ignore them or discount their importance. Author Nathaniel S. Summers said, the strength of a person is often weighed by how they deal with their weaknesses. When I started my entrepreneurial career 31 years ago, my English was awful. It had been my worst subject in school. It quickly became clear to me that if I wanted to be successful, I would have to focus on my written communications and make them a strength. Today, I proof all my emails and consider the little things I can do to improve my messages, even if they're casual emails going to my family and friends. I am an extreme introvert, but because I consciously work on it, no one would ever know if I didn't tell them. I realized if I were going to be successful, I would have to push myself outside my comfort zone and work on my people skills and make them a strength.